From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. El Paso County Commissioners have voted to approve two settlements and claims brought against the Sheriff's Office, former Sheriff Terry Makita, and former Undersheriff Paula Presley. The claims allege lost income and benefits due to a hostile work environment. County Attorney Amy Folsom said at Tuesday morning's Commissioners meeting that her office has analyzed the risk of liability and evaluated the potential cost of litigation in each case.
The operative question is, was the injury, were the effects upon the employees so egregious, so pervasive, so severe, done for such the wrong reason that it actually rises to the level of a potentially legally cognizable claim?
Before the votes, current El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder encouraged approval of the settlements.
It puts to rest at least part of the issues that have continued to bring themselves up in our administration, and so we need to move forward. This is part of that healing process.
Elder also said that one of the former employees who brought one of these suits is re-employed with the Sheriff's Department and the other soon will be. The payout totals nearly $208,000 and will come from funds already appropriated to the Sheriff's Office, as well as the El Paso County Risk Management Fund. One settlement passed unanimously. Commissioner Amy Lathan was the lone no vote on the other, citing differences in the cases. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.